Yep.
Hello.
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 Is there a drink of water in here?
I got one.
We can go get, there's a pitcher out there if you want to get like a glass, a cup. Y'all ready to do this?
Yeah.
Yo. Good music, it's fluid and it oozes. Truth and movement, it can really bring improvement. It can be a beautiful thing and give roots to a culture that is choosing to renew its point of view lens. Zoom in, but lately I've been finding it seems like the media is busy undermining the kind of hits that hit the people every time. This shallow puppet on a string, X Factor priming. So fake and manufactured, I think that there's a fracture. Music seems to be going backwards. All pop idols, actresses and actors, auto-tune, digital enhancements and attractors. So listen to this rhyme, this is Tin Mine. And sometimes it feels like we're walking thin lines, but unlike major labels, we've been nice. Look for real songs that come from within life. Music is much more than hitting big time. It takes a genuine, simple reaching inside. Let's get back to a place where we sing lines that actually have a reason instead of just thin rhymes. Let's try it.
When the mine finally closed, 400 people were thrown out of good employment. It wasn't without its tragedy. There have been fatalities here. It is a hard life. There's great camaraderie. Certainly, the mine tended to cement friendships and to bring people back. So there was a great camaraderie on the mine.
How are you? You sure got a way of greeting a man. Might have had the perfect suntan. You're riding on your yellow Schwinn. I'm blasting classic rock in spring. A couple of summer demons with battery recharging. When you hear that Bob Seger song, you know I'll be long gone. Cutting all my classes like a hit of acid. And hey, how are you? Like a dog on the telephone, there is nonsense sustaining. Oh, yeah. And staying on, you're getting off. You find yourself much better off, feeling a bit less softer even, but coughing up a lung and then some. Yeah, you know I got your battery recharger right. Hey, how are
jobs have been lost in Britain's coal industry in the past year. Another 20,000 are expected to go in the next. The miners say that between 20 and 40 pits will close. The coal board say it's less than that. But after simmering resentment and occasional outbursts of violence over the past few months as pits are closed, the issue suddenly sharpened this week. 56,000 men in the Yorkshire mining district, the biggest most elite group of Britain's miners and Arthur Scargill's personal power base have been called out on strike next Monday. The immediate cause of the strike is the closing of one pit for economic reasons. The board say that it's losing money. But Yorkshire miners voted 2 years ago to resist any pit being closed for this reason. They were joined yesterday by the Scottish miners who want the strike made official. But the miners have been asked 3 times already in the last 4 years to go on strike and said no. Will they go this time?
Is searching for rare elements in the border region of Saxony in the Czech Republic. Only the icy temperatures of minus 20 degrees Celsius can stop him.
We are in Gottesberg, and directly under our feet are some 120,000 tons of tin. We're currently drilling to confirm the deposits. The technique was developed in communist history.
Even wonder. Welcome to Windy Hill. Today we're going to show you how to do some double digging, which is a good way to build some good soil.
We don't put our hands over our mouth. Whatever comes up, comes out.
Rob is up here. That's exciting.
And sample them and bring them back. The people at Cheapo knew me for a while because I would buy records. I'd spend like $40 or something like that. And then I'd sell them, or sample them, and then sell the records back, and then buy new records. And they're like, man, you're here to rent some more records.
And dirty fingernails, no shower. Dirty, baby.
My own vinyl. We didn't play piano, we didn't learn the saxophone, we didn't do any of that.
No money for instruments, no money for lessons, no band at school. You know what I mean?
We were inspired off some dude who found one piece of a James Brown record he liked on two turntables and kept taking it back and forth so people could dance and rap and do what they wanted to do. If you think about it, it was like something out of nothing. Something out of nothing.